You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
The Lifestyle Show, presented by Selena McKenzie.
Now, Teresa Chung is an English author who writes on the subjects of spirituality, dreams, and the paranormal. In fact, she's been named among the 100 most spiritually influential living people. And she joins us now. Great to have you on the show with us, Teresa.
Oh, it's wonderful. A dream to be here. Thank you.
A dream. I like that. Do you decode dreams then? Do you tell us what they mean if we dream about certain things?
I try to help people understand their dreams for themselves. I can't tell anyone what their dreams mean because dreams are deeply personal. But what I can do is give them some tools and techniques to better understand their dreams. Because the big problem with dream work is many people do have these incredible dreams, but then they wake up and sort of brush them off as nonsense or not worth bothering with or too complicated. And it's such a shame because there is stacks of research to show that working with your dreams can really empower your waking life, because your dreams are a bit like a intuitive voiceover talking to you in symbolic language about areas in your life where you may have roadblocks or challenges or which are important for your personal growth. But your waking mind, your conscious mind, because it's ruled by logic and reason, isn't noticing. However, when you fall asleep, logic and reason fall asleep too, as does the material world and your pure intuition and creativity. So it all bubbles to the surface for your attention.
I have, I'd call it a nightmare, not a dream, but I have a recurring one that I have at least a couple of times a week. And it's always about either losing my phone or having my phone, but not being able to get hold of my husband. Normally it's my husband. Sometimes it's somebody else. It's like a fear that I'm in trouble and I just can't press the digits to get hold of him. Is there a reason behind that? Is it a fear I have, do you think?
Well, first of all, nightmares are dreams. They're just extreme ones. People say, oh, there's a different, they're not, they're just extreme, very exaggerated to get your attention. Because when you have a kind of a nightmare or you wake up like, you know, with your heart racing and everything, it's like your dreaming mind has said, I've got a really important message. I've tried the gentle way and you're not remembering me. And one thing about nightmares is you are guaranteed in the morning to reflect on them. And that's all they want. They want your reflection. Now, in terms of your fear of not being able to communicate with loved ones or losing your phone, this is really your dreaming mind actually helping you in your waking life, giving you all these disaster scenarios in the dream state So that you've actually been there. In the dream state, you have actually lost your phone. You've not been able to connect with someone you love. So that if it happens, you face the worst case scenario and you've woken up the next day. You see, your dreaming mind is trying to help you, because often in life, you know, that's what they say. Imagine the worst case scenario. If you can live through that, you'll be okay. And you have lived through that. You've dreamt through it and you've woken
several
up
times.
Because the dreaming mind doesn't know the difference, actually. People don't realize this. The dreaming mind, your brain doesn't know the difference between the waking and the dreaming state. So when something happens in a dream, it takes it as reality. You know, bringing a whole new meaning to Disney's cliche, if you can dream it, you can do it.
Mm. Yeah, indeed.
I wish more people would write to me, because obviously I get stacks of messages for people, you know, because I've done this for decades, dream decoding. And 90% of them, I would say, are disaster scenarios, anxiety. And I would love to there to be a shift, more people dreaming of themselves being successful and happy and fulfilled. And you can incubate dreams like that. And it's very powerful, because then you create an unconscious shift.
Is it like manifesting?
Yeah, I actually think dreams are the most neglected manifesting tool. I think you should start your manifesting work by paying attention to your dreams, writing them down, going to sleep at night and saying, I'm going to incubate a dream where I see myself giving the talk or being a success, being happy. If you can do that, it means you've actually convinced yourself at an unconscious level that you are worthy of success. Because what we do in manifesting often is we put a Band-Aid on it. We do the affirmations and all the outside in. Dream work is the ultimate manifesting tool, because it's inside out. It's what you truly believe at the core, at the deep of you, to quote the movie Dune, dreams are messages from the deep. What do you truly believe? Not what you're telling yourself during the day, which often we don't really tell ourselves the truth, but dreams don't lie. What you get is a symbolic reenactment of your current mindset, where your concerns are, where your roadblocks are. That's why it's so powerful, and why I am on a mission to get everybody to fall in love with their dreams, the good, the bad, and the ugly, because they are such powerful tools for personal growth and spiritual growth. And that's why I've written my latest novel as well, Nightborn, to showcase that.
So if you're not, say if I go to sleep tonight and I'm not going to manifest a dream, I'm not going to think, right, I'm going to do this. I'm just going to have a normal night's sleep, but I have a really, really nice and positive dream. What does that mean? Does that mean that something positive is going to happen, or...?
That a part of you deep down believes you are worthy of happiness. A part of you is truly bought into that idea. Celebrate it. If you have that dream, go whoopee-doo. I believe in me, and there's so much power in that. But don't get anxious if you wake up and your dream's not so good. What that's showcasing to you is a potential future you might attract if you don't change your current mindset. That's again where, you know, actually nightmares are transformative gifts. Because what I'm saying is that this current mindset, if you carry on thinking, feeling, doing and saying what you're currently doing, the future you're attracting isn't quite so rosy. But now I'm giving you this shocking nightmare filled with blood and gore and all sorts of things in the dream state. Just a little kind of like red flag. Change something about your mindset, because perception is reality, and dream work is very much based around that. Dream work is trying to help us understand, because you have to start all personal growth with self-discovery. A lot of people jump that step and they go to all the tools and the techniques. But if you don't truly understand yourself at a deep level, everything else is not going to work. You need that foundation. Dream work gives you the solid foundation for all your personal, psychic and spiritual growth. And I have seen lives change when people start paying more attention to their dreams.
Interesting.
Also, because when you wake up in the morning with a dream on your mind, it's magical. Where is this world you've been? It's extraordinary, isn't it? The details, the complexities, the wisdom that you're dipping into there. And it gives you a kind of sense, well, I'm actually really interesting. And there's more to me than meets the eye. There's more to me than my body. There's a part of me that's invisible, and a whole world inside me of untapped creative potential. Wow, aren't I incredible?
I've just done an interview in the first hour about J.K. Rowling, and he was saying, the author was saying, you know, people are getting into her mind, and I wonder if before she wrote the books, if she dreamt about all these fantasies.
Oh, don't get me started, because honestly, if you are a writer and you're having a writer's block, just write down your latest dream. It's not actually the dream. It's actually the process of writing down the dream speaks directly to the intuitive and creative centers of your brain. And many great novelists, actually the first sci-fi novel, Frankenstein, Mary Shelley, that was a vision in a dream. Wow. Stephen King has been very open about how many of his famous novels, I recall Misery, for example, that was a dream. He had a dream about a crazed fan locking him in a house to finish a novel and being feeding him to the pigs or whatever, you know, because that is so bonkers. It could only happen in the dream state. I am convinced that J.K. Rowling, like many creatives, Christopher Nolan, the director, for example, many great movie directors, artists, Salvador Dahl, they plunge the treasure trove of their dreams. Honestly, all of us have got novels, poetry, great art, great vision in our dreams. Even if you don't think you're creative in your waking life, I'm telling you, in the dream state, you are the ultimate creator. You are an artist. You are a poet. You are a visionary every single night.
I'm going to write a book about losing my phone.
That's the phone is like your connection to the world and to the people. About it's your kind of invisible link to them. That's what it's symbolizing. It's not the actual phone. It's about these invisible strings of love and connection that you have. You don't want those to break, but they won't break, because if they're real, they'll be there forever.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And we've touched on dreams. What about spirituality? Is that a gift that was passed down to you?
Oh, we're all spiritual.
Are we?
Of course we are. We just don't believe in it. We all have this in our DNA. Just think about everyone who's ever recalled a dream is spiritual. As I said, what is going on in the dream world? It feels so real when you're in it, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
That's a spiritual experience. That's a psychic experience. And I actually love doing dream work, because it's enabled me to talk to the mainstream, do really big international, national media when people call in about their dreams. And what they don't realize is they're actually talking about soul and about spirituality, because dreams are soul. You are going to sleep every night, maybe to reconnect with your soul, or where you are at the journey of your soul, what you need to know about returning to home, to love and to soul. Every night your dreams are kind of giving you a report card where you are on your spiritual and psychic journey. Pay attention to your dreams, please. Mm. Spirituality, yes, I was born into a family of spiritualists, medium and psychics, and I studied religion at King's College, Cambridge, and dreams figure in all the world's religions, don't they? You know, visions in a dream, prophecies, and that's another category of dream work, precognitive dreaming. I'm telling you, one in three, at least, of your listeners today will have had a dream that two or three days later, some aspect of that dream played out. If that happens, don't be scared. Just marvel at the wonder of your precognitive brain. That's déjà rêvé, a dream remembered. It's beautiful.
So not déjà vu, déjà...
That's when you're in waking state and you think, well, I've kind of remember this. I've been here before. But it actually originates from déjà rêvé, a dream remembered.
Wow.
We've all had that. I mean, I've dreamt this. And it's something very trivial, like you kind of dream that someone you know is going to wear a specific color.
Yeah.
And then you meet, and they are. And they could have worn any color, because they're not bound to one color. So, and you think, well, that's so trivial. What's the point of dreaming that? I tell you what it is. It's your dreaming mind just showing you, giving up, showing what it might be capable of it if you believed in it. That's what's lacking with most of us. We don't believe in our dreams. We've been conditioned to believe that they are random firings of the brain. Nonsense. But what you're doing is you're dismissing your intuition and creativity, because in the dreaming state, you are pure intuition, empathy, and creativity and compassion. So when you're dismissing, when you say just a dream, you're actually dismissing a very, very important part of you, your heart and your soul. Please don't do that. Mm. Your dreams, they matter.
I can't wait to go to sleep tonight.
I don't know what. I am the cure for insomnia.
You are. I'm I'm going to go to sleep and I'm going to have the best dream. And what about Teresa on the paranormal? What's your connection to the paranormal?
Well, it's all linked for me. I mean, the paranormal and the spiritual, it's all about the invisible, the intuitive aspect of a life. I don't distinguish between the two. I think when you start developing, working on yourself, which is self-discovery, and you get self-wisdom, what then happens is you get a bit of self-love comes in and self-care. And studies have shown that when people are self-loving and self-caring towards themselves and others, they tend to be more naturally psychic. And by that, I mean they're more intuitive. They make better decisions for themselves and each other. And what can happen then is when you're starting to follow your intuition, you get a huge dose of self-belief. And in my humble opinion, all the research I've done, I've worked with scientists, neuroscientists in this area, psychologists researching psychic abilities. There is no difference for me between someone who claims to be psychic and extraordinary self-belief. The two are together. When you have self-belief, think about it, you are psychic because you're making the right decisions for you. You're sensing ahead of time what is most likely. For me, that's my take on it. Some may disagree. I don't think it's a gift. I think it's something we need to learn in our life. We start with self-discovery. Dream work can help that because it tells you who you really are from the inside out, the good, bad, and the ugly. And you've got to fall in love with the bad and the ugly and understand what it's got to tell you. Then you move on to hopefully a bit of self-care and self-compassion. Key, because if you don't love yourself, you're not going to attract it from others. Then you move to the holy grail of personal, psychic, and spiritual growth, self-belief. And we all have that within us. Some of us are more up the scale than others, yeah. Some of us pay more attention to it and it's easier for them to believe in themselves. But either way, we all have it within us.
I think it's about being open to it, isn't it? Not thinking, well, this is a load of rubbish. Being open to it, having an open mind and just seeing what happens.
Perception is reality. It really is. What you believe is what you tend to notice and what you attract. And studies, again, you are so right there, Celine, to say that. Studies show that the number one personality trait for people who identify as highly intuitive in tests or bordering on psychic, they believe they are.
So interesting.
Yeah.
You mentioned your book, Nightborn. Now, that is a novel. So does that mean you dreamt about it?
Oh, that's a vision in a dream. A lot of my books, I'm a serial author. I always say I'm not a serial killer. I'm a serial author. And people say, look, you know, there's so many Teresa Chung books out there. But this was inspired by my daughter, who I've always been trying to get her to read my nonfiction books, but she just doesn't. But she gobbles up these gothic fantasies and whatever. And I was seeing that there are lots of people like that who wouldn't necessarily read a nonfiction book about the power of the dreaming mind, but might be tempted by a really edgy, dark, weird thriller. And Nightborn is edgy, dark, weird. And I hope people listening love it because you can read it on two levels. You can either read it as a thriller, and I'm telling you, it's very provocative. It's very current about dream hacking. What would you even know if someone was hacking your dreams? I mean, this was first rated movie Inception, but you know, this is the next place, you know, where for the powers that want to control what we think and feel, you know, we have the algorithms. What if they could actually get into your mind? This is what this explores. So it's a kind of like you're trying to find out why is everybody dreaming about this psychology professor? You know, she's not really a very significant figure, but suddenly she's appearing in everybody's dreams overnight, nightmares typically. And these nightmares are encouraging people to do ugly things. So she has to go on a journey of finding out why this is happening. Why her? At the same time, you hopefully you're turning the page and saying, what this is, you know, because it really goes to the highest levels, you know, of global control and power. I had great fun writing it. At the same time, you're getting a crash course in how to understand your dreams and then use your understanding of dreams to have a more fulfilling and empowered life and to understand yourself. And I go on that ladder from self-understanding to self-love to self-belief. So you can read it on two levels. I did that on purpose because my passion is to get the whole world waking up with dreams and gratitude for them on their mind. I've pioneered it in prisons, teaching, you know, prisoners in hospitals and getting children to understand their dreams because there's this fear of dreams.
That's true. It's a lack of understanding as well, isn't it? If people want to find out a little more about you, Teresa, do you have a website or social media?
Oh, I do. Thank you very much. It's www.teresachung.com. I'm also on Instagram at the Teresa Chung, have a Facebook and X author page, but I'm quite prolific. Warning. It comes with a warning. But if you want a dream dictionary, my Dream Dictionary A to Z by HarperCollins is a great way to start, to kickstart symbolic thinking. But if you want, hopefully, a novel that won't keep you awake too long, because I want you to sleep and dream, but to help you fall in love with your dreams and get excited about them, about their potential, do give Nightborn a try. It's a big experiment for me. I've gone right out of my comfort zone because I'm a nonfiction author, but it was something I felt called by the future to write.
Great stuff. Well, thank you, Teresa. It's been very interesting. I will let you know how I dream. I'll message you tomorrow.
Well, I hope everybody wakes up with dreams on their mind, because where your attention goes in the day is what in your dreams at night. So people hopefully are thinking about, oh, did I have a dream? That your dreaming mind is always noticing what you're doing in the day.
We'll all be dreaming about you.
Oh, no. Dreaming about what's going on with their amazing lives. That's what I want.
Thank you, Teresa. Great to chat to you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.